How to have new life in Christ. There are five facts from God's Word about salvation that you need to understand and act upon. Two things about salvation. First, salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." Romans 6:23, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Secondly, salvation is not earned. Ephesians 2:9, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Two things about man. Man is a sinner. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned." 1 John 3:4, "Sin is a transgression of the law." Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever coveted that which belongs to someone else? Have you ever hated someone? Jesus said that that is equal to murder. Have you ever looked with lust? Jesus said that is equal to adultery. James 2:10 says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Those who break the law stand guilty before God. Jesus said in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Secondly, man cannot save himself. Romans 3:20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Two things about God. God is love and mercy. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Secondly, God is holy and just. Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Notice, this is a problem for God. His love is in conflict with his holiness and justice. God's love can never ignore his holiness and justice. God's problem is solved in fact number 4, Christ. Two things about Christ. Who is he? John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 1:3, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Secondly, what did he do? 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Notice, Christ crucified for our sin is the solution to God's problem of his love and mercy and his holiness and justice being in collision. Three things about faith. First, faith is not mental assent. James 2:19, "Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The demons also believe and tremble." Understand, head knowledge and mental assent are not saving faith. Second thing about faith, faith is transferring all. John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him." Saving faith involves transferring your hope of salvation from anything and everything you have or might trust in for salvation and transferring it to Christ and Christ alone. Thirdly, faith involves repentance. Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Understand, both faith and repentance are heart attitudes toward God which result in actions. Faith responds in obedience toward God. Repentance responds by turning away from disobedience. How to receive Christ as your Savior. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Question. If someone knocks on the door, how do you get them from the outside of the house to the inside of the house? You simply open the door and invite them in. If you do that in faith, Christ will come into your life and save you. If you would like to be saved, you need to make a prayer of commitment, something along these lines. Dear God, I know I've sinned. I'm sorry. I know that I ought to suffer eternally for what I've done. But Lord, I believe Jesus suffered for me on the cross. I believe he paid for all my sins. I now accept you as my Lord and Savior. If we can be of any assistance to you, please contact us.